something, so I should be able to hear you. Now, I just got a text message from Ken. He worked at 14th Annual 13 Colony Special Event Station.
His picture of his certificate for working at 13 Colony.
Kid, that is awesome.
Looking black, that's for sure. Or I can't tell from the picture that if it's a plaque or just like a certificate.
Like it's an actual certificate that was like pre-printed, and then they had a spot to for the computer or whatever to type in a person's call sign.
Good. It was very nice.
Would have been nice that they could have printed like what frequency you contacted them on. I'm trying to zoom in, but like where they put the call signs. You know, and it's funny, I lived in Delaware, and of course, now this is the 14th annual, so it's been more than 20 years since I've been in Delaware, so somebody apparently started this after the fact. Did anything on the back side of it, or if it's just printed on a parchment paper?
I have to text him and ask him.
If I can find me a good shape, decent Rhone tower, 25 or 45 to put up, I might put it here towards the backyard and then just make an inverted V, 80-meter dipole, and then I have a tuner that I can tune it across the bands. When I lived in Delaware, I actually put up a full wave loop across my entire property. I went out and dug some holes and put some, sunk some 4x4 poles in there, and then I bolted, overlapped a couple of 2x4s that were 16 feet long and got it as high as I could, and then put them in such a way so that it didn't pull against the flat part to bend the wood, but it was on the edge. So the half inch, 1.5 inch side of the 2x6 or 2x4, and put them in such an angle so that I could hoist it up and lower it down.
First part of that, Richard, something going on this morning. I'm having trouble hearing the repeater.
Yeah, when I lived in Delaware, I put in four by fours in the ground on the edges of my property and the back of the property, and then I nailed together two by fours that were 16 feet long, and I overlapped it so that like 4 foot was on the 4x4, and I put a bolt to do that, and I put some pulleys up top, and I was able to erect a full 80-meter loop.
Close to that, you built a frame of 2x4s, 4x4s, I believe it was, and raised something up, but I don't remember. I didn't get that part of it.
An 80-meter full-wave loop, 80-meter loop.
80-meter loop, okay, gotcha. I don't know if it's just me, or are you having trouble hearing the repeater?
Are you loud and clear?
Not, and I wouldn't have any trouble on the 285 until I get to the spot where I lose it. But, man, I'm struggling on the 16 this morning.
I can't get closer. I'll be here. I'm going to... Ashley just got up to feed the dogs. So I'm going to help her kind of get ready for work herself and whatever she needs done. And Sally, you know how Sally's got to get ready to start the car and warm it up, walk down the hallway, and then park in the parking way, part of parking lot.
I
know it. I love joking with her. KA2JCA.
As long as she knows you're joking, you'll be all right. KO4HKX. And good morning, Miss Sally.
Yeah, that's Patrick.
Bye, Patrick.
There you go. KA3JCA with KA4JCA.
KF4NXYZ.
David Richard, I'm going to jump out of here. I'm having trouble holding the repeater, and I'm getting close to my first stop anyway. So I want to say 7-3. It's good to talk to both of you this morning. KO4HGX.
7-3, Patrick, and I'll sit here and talk with David. I know Chandler was giving me a call on DMR, so how are you doing, David, KA3JCA?
Doing fairly well, Richard.
I'm scratching in the repeater. I'm not hearing you.
It was saying it's a... I'm getting a lot of scratchy on my end, too.
A second ago, it wasn't that way, and then all of a sudden, it got that way.
It might be a little windy up on the mountain. You have a good morning, and I'll catch you a little later. KF4NXY.
Sir, you have a wonderful day, and give your wife there our regards. KA3JC8.